Here we are. Here we are. Joined at the hip, sitting side by side, looking forwards, watching the world buzzing around us. Side by side, looking out. We hear the same sounds and take in the same splash of colour and movement as the bar staff bustle around the tables. I can feel your breath rise and fall, and I'm silently marvelling how we are the still centre of this, because right now everything is fleeting and temporary except us. How jealous people would be if they could feel and understand this. My eye catches a mirror in the bar and I see your reflection and I think, extraordinary. Of all the people in this bar, of all the people in the street outside, in this city, in this world, there's nobody that makes me feel the way that you do. Just by sitting your hip against mine. The reflection, though, is not quite us. Your hair is shorter, and mine is longer. And she's wearing a t-shirt, not a vest, and you're wearing a different top, blue. We are approximately ourselves, but not ourselves. At least, not ourselves today. You think about this for a minute. And you feel me. Gently touch the palm of your hand. Look, I whisper. In that mirror. That's us. How we'd be if we'd met a month before we did. Remember that festival day when the music was playing in the streets and the crowds poured over the cobbles? You spotted me and you hoped something would happen that'd mean you got to talk to me, but you were shy and eventually I disappeared. You wonder how I know this. Because this is the bar I would have taken you to afterwards. If we'd gone to a bar afterwards. Over here, it's our first time here together. But over there, we're on our second time around. And we've got more of this thing figured out. You look. You don't see what I can see. Not exactly. And you wonder how I can know what I know, but a bit of you likes that I do. Gives us both comfort. Because I've been right about these things before. You and I have met many times before we met. Although I didn't realise this until quite recently. The first time we met, you were 5 and I was 6. You'd run away from home, or rather you'd run, got lost, couldn't find your way back. Then after a while you got scared. And I found you, crying on the disused railway track. 1/2 mile from your house. I held your hand and walked you home. Neither of us realised that this was our first meeting until 20 years later, 2 weeks after we'd found each other, and you showed me a picture of yourself, 5 years old, and I recognised your monster bike t-shirt. Your family had moved to another town, But I never forgot that day. I used to draw pictures of you, leave treasure buried for you. When my granddad died 3 years later, I went to sit on that railway track and waited for you to turn up and hold my hand. We met a second time, 13 years after that. It was at the Garage nightclub in Glasgow. We were, by chance, students in the same city, in different years, but at the same university. Oh, this music is horrendous, you're thinking. But five tequilas has tipped your melancholia into a bacchanalian abandon, and you throw yourself around the dance floor like a demon on speed. And the beautiful thing you've been watching all night leaves, some athlete. So you spin on your heel and the room sloshes around your pivot as the blur settles, the colours form themselves, and I walk straight through the haze, right up to you. I kiss you, lips tasting of sweet liquor and loneliness. It's you who remembers this one. I barely have any memory of you there, and I still swear blind it was the only time I've ever done anything like that. It was you. You say now, definitely. You gave me your phone number, but I never called. I don't remember this part at all. Perhaps I must have taken your number and lost it the next day. It still breaks my heart to think of it. There were, I'm quite sure, other meetings. Once I started to see the pattern, we dug out our old diaries, compared itineraries over the past 20 years of our lives, and patterns quickly emerged. One year, we were both in Manchester at the same time, and another year, we were in London. And sometimes we were at the same gigs or clubs or theatre shows, and other times, we were just in the same city. We've since realised, just missed each other, passing by on the same street. Otherwise, why did the universe arrange itself in that particular way, at that particular moment? Eventually, we meet again. But this time, it's almost too late. I'm with someone else, and so are you. Messy. And either we walk away or take hold of this with both hands and run, not knowing if any of this will work out, not knowing anything about what had already happened before, not yet knowing about all the times we'd already met. We almost walked away, but something stopped us. Sometimes I wonder if we're a great disappointment, whether somewhere, someone or something is shaking its figurative head at how hopeless we were for such a long time at reading the signals. I wonder if this is why I keep catching glimpses of the other versions of me looking back at me from shop windows, rivers or mirrors, looking these other versions, they seem to say, there you are, with different hair, different clothes, different life experiences, different tastes, probably. But the constant is you. There you are, standing beside me, or partly hidden behind me, or just audible in the background. What took you so long? Our reflections look back at us, pitying us. They must have made up for our lost time. The next 20 years, and all the past we wish we'd had, are already documented to make sure that we never forget again, never get it wrong. They buried messages to us. Time capsules for the future. They buried descriptions of their children. Where they live. Of what we are doing when we're old. Letters to ourselves. Intended to be read as far as 50 years from now. I ask you now to write a story of us for the future. Now and every day we have the chance to write and make sure we never lose our way again. I wonder if you worry about this. Aren't we tempting fate, you see? I don't know. I ask you to pick up your pen and write. Write anything that comes to you. Write your future into being. I imagine you. And I hope you're writing now. Words flowing out of you. Images, possibilities. Don't you feel it in your bones? This power of creation. At a tiny subatomic level. I'm watching a world spin from your pen. I know all those things already. As surely as if we'd already lived them. And everything is going to be okay. It wasn't in the past. Far from it. But there's no need to dwell on that now. Because everything's going to be okay. This was decided a long, long time ago.